Welcome to Making Room, a podcast inspiring people to accelerate change by being a catalyst, honoring creativity, and acting with courage. We are making room for the greatest potential of our community.
Well, hello and welcome back to Making Room. We're so excited for a really special episode today. You're going to get to more of the backstory and really what it takes in a community to tap into our greatest potential and do it across different styles, backgrounds, preferences, and the inside story to how our two musicians, Brit Drazda and LP7, produced, recorded, and made that's now on Spotify, our song Welcome, that's our podcast and movement soundtrack. And this is a compilation of some conversation they had at my house from when they first met to perform live together to the final performance you're going to get to hear on evening when they were at Evening Muse and performing Welcome for the first time together publicly. So this is a really neat compilation of these special moments. And we hope you really enjoy getting to hear more of their untold and unseen and creative story on building this incredible song together.
Well, and I love what you guys are doing because honestly, you know, having the opportunity presented to us, you know, I know LP7 and I really are so grateful for having had the opportunity to create something for, you know, this conversation, this movement that you guys are working on. It's very powerful, and the messages are really strong, and that's why there was so much to work with the inspiration. So, I mean, I really commend you all, and I love what you're doing. So, you know, I can't wait to hear all the upcoming podcasts.
Well, you probably heard a really impressive high school graduate now, Afuru Kolburu, on our episode. And she said, hey, this is a demo. Like, you're not just talking about it, you're actually doing it. And people at the time didn't realize even the song was a demo of what we're talking about, making room for someone else. I'm sure when John told both of you, hey, we need a song, I'm sure you're like, what? And then you probably thought up and saying, well, I can do it this way, do it myself. And then, Britt, you probably thought, I can do it this way and do it myself. And I think coming together, yeah, you probably sacrifice a little bit of your ordinary style, but together, it's just powerful. It's so impressive, and I think it resonates with all of us in a way we can't describe. I don't know why I listen to it 3 times a day, but I do, right?
It's not awful, yes.
So I don't know.
Yeah, no, I would love to, you know, hear your version of this story of how it all came together because, you know, I'm sure our listeners want to know, but I want to know myself.
Yeah. Okay. So.
I think y'all got to start.
Yeah. Okay. So I was playing somewhere, Camp North End, actually. Okay. And one of John's friends, I guess, recorded me playing. Okay. And sent it
Who
to
we're
John.
Interviewing later today.
Yeah.
Daniel Valdos.
Daniel. Go, Daniel. Sent it to John, and within the hour, I had a, because this was all through Instagram, so I had a DM from John saying, hey, you know, my friend sent da-da-da-da, you know, would you be interested in maybe, I think it was performance at first, like a performance. So I'm like, yeah, cool. So we chatted. I don't know if it was like later that day or the next day or something. It was soon. And then it was like, we got on the phone about the performance, and it was like more than the performance, right? It was like,
surprising,
hey,
surprising.
Fly this in, too.
That's typically how he operates. That's why we're here.
Just get on the phone.
Yeah, he's like, hey, can you do a call? I was like, okay. So on the call, you know, we talked about the performance, but then it was also, hey, you know, I've got this podcast that, you know, and you know, we've got Britt also, who I think it would be great if you guys could come together and just, you know, make this song for this podcast. And I'm like, okay. All right. You know, Britt and I haven't met. I love Britt and her craft and what I've seen, but we had never been in the room before. We had never even, I don't even know if at that point we had a real conversation, maybe exchanged a message or two, a comment or two on Instagram, but that was it. And so it was just kind of like, all right, cool. Yeah. You know, it goes back to that openness, though, that openness to life and to creativity. And I'm a big believer that there are things that come your way. I'm sorry. There are things that come your way that you can feel resonance with. Even if there's a part of you that's like, oh, I'm not sure how this is going to work. There's a bigger part of you that's like, I'm down. Let's go. Like, I'm open. I know, like, hey, this is going to work out and it's going to be, you know, it's going to be great. So we got on a Zoom call, and I think that's the first time I actually virtually met Britt. And we just, you know, heard out the vision of the podcast. And later that afternoon, me and Britt immediately started, like, sending messages back and forth. Britt immediately sent me lyrics, like, and I was just like, oh, my gosh, like, what? Yes. Yeah. And I was like, okay, so do you have a melody? And she was like, not yet, but, you know, let me see. Within the hour, she sent me an entire, like, the entire, layout of the song. Wow. She had her verse. She had the hook, the chorus. She had the piano part. And I'm like, yeah, let's go. Let's go.
Amazing.
So then when I heard that, like when I heard what she brought, I like to say that I just like supported it. So, you know, I created the instrumentation around it. I wrote my verse, and then her and I also got on the phone and we worked together with part of my verse and just kind of part of how we wanted things to flow. And we executed very well from a distance. I would do something, update it, send it to her. She would give me her thoughts, update it, send it to me. And we would just kind of go back and forth. And it was just a really supportive process. I mean, she was great to work with. And then we finally met in person here in your home, John.
I had to get y'all. First time meeting, huh?
How crazy is that?
Wow.
I know.
We did a whole song together.
I feel like I know you.
Yeah.
I just feel like I know you.
Yeah, definitely.
So good to meet you.
Thank you so much for having me here.
Thank you.
Super excited.
So it's going to be so much.
And it was just like, oh, I'm fangirling. It's We've done a whole song together, exactly.
And
I'm just meeting
you. And I'm just sitting here watching y'all practice, like, this is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was my experience. We actually are talking about working on some other things together, and then I got sick.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it kind of slowed our process down, but we are definitely working on some other things together now too. So thanks to you, John.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, and when you guys spoke of the word catalyst, you know, and I was reading over, you know, and listening to you guys, I mean, you guys really were the catalyst for this collaboration.
Definitely.
And I think it, you know, I am so grateful for it because it was such a fun process. It was challenging, and also just so, I think, you know, this theme of openness, like embracing that and walking into something and being like, well, I'll bring myself to this and I hope it works out.
Right.
And it, you know, it totally did. And I think, you know, LP7 was so like, when I handed her, I'm like, I think these lyrics work. And she brought the energy of like, yes, they work. And, you know, having somebody to support you when you're questioning, you know, exactly the direction you want to go in with a creative process is like so invaluable. And so it was so much fun. And I feel like when I brought this, all of a sudden she sent me the produced version of it. And I was like, oh, my God. So I mean, and I had the best time. So I'm so proud of it. You know, we've talked about putting it out on a streaming platform, and we're going to get going with that. And I definitely see us coming up with some awesome, awesome new music.
Like, our communication was great. Like, being six apart, like, we would, like, she would send me something, I would review it, same thing, she would review it, we just, we just figured it out. Like, we even had part of the melody that, that we held on to for a little bit, but then we were like, let's change it. So kind of like the last, within the last week, we changed like a major part of it, which I think both of us agree made it that much better. So we just communicated as best we could, but it was very effective, like very effective.
It was so nice, honestly, to have a sounding board too, because you know this about me now, but I talk myself out of a lot of stuff. Like, so I'll create something, and then like an hour later, I'll come back to it and I'll be like, no, that's not it. That's not good. And you were able to help me focus on ways to, you know, keep it there and keep working it, instead of I will literally trash something that probably could be, you know, good. Yeah. So just having somebody to work with on something and bounce ideas off of was so much fun.
Yeah, I agree. I was telling Britt, I haven't really collaborated with a whole bunch of artists. Like, I've done group things in the past and things like that, but to sit down and say, we're going to write a song, we're going to make a song together, I can't tell you the last time that's happened. So, like, everything that I do, I'm very, like, and so it's like, okay, this is what I like, this is what I want to do, but I just think it helps you grow so much when you do have that other person, because she has a style, I have a style, and then we like marry them together. And you even sent me that India Irie song, Forgiveness, Wings of Forgiveness. You know that song? Wings of Forgiveness. And she was like, I think this is our vibe, and that helped even me. Like, when you sent that, and I listened to it again, it kind of sparked something. Like, absolutely.
And the production, I mean, just you hit it out of the park. It was great.
Well, you all literally in that conversation hit all three of our themes, right? Which I love, right? The first is being a catalyst, and sometimes stepping back so others can step forward. And excited tonight that you're making room on the stage to play together.
Oh my gosh, I can't wait.
Wow.
Good.
Wow, that's so good. That's so good. You know, I was joking. I'll be light and then I'll get serious. I was joking with someone when I was telling them about the podcast. Like, you got to stay to the end. It's like Marvel movies. You got to stay for the end credits. Like, it's that good. It's that good. But for me, and I'm curious what Shivani says too, and John, and I'm sure you have some deep thoughts too. For me, just kind of knowing how this came together and knowing you're probably naturally two different genres, but you put it together and it's something that's powerful that brings in people who may not like one type of music or another, and then it feels like it's making room, it has the message, it embodies whatever we want to leave the audience with after we finish talking. I mean, to me, it's just, I listen to the very end every time, and I still get moved each time I listen to it, and so I don't know. I'm just so glad that you guys are here today. I can't wait to hear about the future projects.
I know. Yeah, I agree. I literally chills every time I hear it, especially the ending there. But I'm always so struck by not having met with you all beforehand. I know John had a conversation with you. You not having met each other and had, like, real conversation prior to it, you put together in lyrics and music so much of the sentiment of what this process is about, right?
That's right?
About community and about humanity and hearing and seeing people and being present for them and making space all through welcoming, right? Through the song. And the emotion comes through, and I also love the throwback beat as well. It's really fun to listen to. I listened to one of the episodes while I was grocery shopping one day, and I was like bouncing around in the grocery store, smiling, and everybody was kind of like, who is this girl? I love it. It's amazing. It speaks so much truth to us.
Yeah.
It's when I hear that, and I would love to y'all's reaction, I just literally every time I get tears in my eyes, and I think it's just hearing y'all and knowing how it was done. And I think as we go forward in this process, you know, with making room, that's everything. It's like, how is it done? How is it made? Who did it? What hearts came together? What did they learn from each other?
I had liked LP7's music so much, and I was like, yeah, I definitely want to do something. But I'm in Florida now. And so we get on a Zoom call and we talk about the podcast. And then he says, so what do you guys think? And I'm like, let's write a song, right? Like, let's just write a song. And which he gave us the deadline. It was like 2 weeks later, right? We had never been in a room together. Never played a song together. We met today for the first time in person. And we she produced it and sings on it, so you're going to get to hear her beautiful vocals tonight, too. And so we're going to play that one for you. How does it feel? Yeah. Brand new song. Never played it together. Be kind. This open door, dear. We see you out in the hall. We see you alone with your soul. On the stage with a dream, gleaming. We see you tired and ragged, walking the wild world. We see you finding a home. We see you. We see you. Welcome, you are. Welcome here. Welcome to this open door, dear. Our hands are reaching out for you. The floor is clear, and we've made room for you.
I invite you to continue making room with us. You'll find this episode and all of our exciting and meaningful conversations on Apple, Spotify, or really anywhere you choose to listen to podcasts.
Join the Making Room movement and get more info at makingroomwithus.com or follow us on Instagram at Making Room With Us.
Thank you for showing up for us and each other. Until next time.
You are wonderful and full of truth. Just full of truth, just as you are.
just as you are. You're welcome here just as you are.